Hey, podcast people, how's it going? Azrin, the language nerd here. I am the owner of the Calgary Language Nerds. My team and I, we teach a wide variety of foreign languages to people of all ages and all levels of fluency. Today, I would like to make a podcast about something that the vast majority of language learners do. Or if it's not the vast majority, it is at least a significant percentage of language learners make this fatal language learning mistake. And this mistake is that they try to learn a language without having any idea as to how to learn a language. I think it's worth saying at this point that the vast majority of people listening to this podcast most likely doesn't quite fall into this category. However, to be fair, the vast majority of you would not be considered the average language learner. Most people who are trying to learn a language are not people who are actually listening to language learning podcasts. The people who listen to language learning podcasts are people who enjoy learning languages or who are very interested in that topic. And therefore, because you are very interested in the topic of language learning, you generally speaking are a bit more educated as to how to learn a language. And you listen to podcasts and you watch videos and you hear other polyglot experiences and you might have read research papers, and therefore, what I'm saying in this podcast episode doesn't apply to most of you. However, it does apply to, I would say, arguably, most of the people who are trying to learn a language. In my experience, most people who are trying to learn a language are not going about it in a productive way. Listen, there's not one way to learn a language. We all know that. But I can tell you that there are certain things. There are certain methods and certain ways that people try to learn a language that are not very productive. I legitimately know people that are proud of their 452 Duolingo streak. They have 452 days on Duolingo. And to be fair, that's not necessarily something you should not be proud of, because that is an accomplishment. But if literally all you have been doing when learning a language is going on Duolingo for 452 days, I'm willing to bet that there's a high likelihood that you have not actually learned that much over your 452 days on Duolingo. You could have spent that time in a much more effective way. I've met other people who simply think they're going to take classes and they think that's how they can go learn a language. I've met people who want to learn a language, but they genuinely believe that they're bad at it. I will never forget this time where I was giving a talk about language learning to a group of people that are not language learning enthusiasts. This was a group of people that, I mean, these are just average people that have not even given language learning a second thought in their adult lives. And 90% of the audience plus raised their hand, basically saying, well, yeah, I think I'm actually bad at learning languages. And that's a significant percentage of the population. That's a lot of people who feel that way. So the most people who are trying to learn a language are trying to learn a language without having any clue whatsoever on how to actually go about learning a language. It's mind-boggling. They are woefully undereducated on the process of how to learn another language, and that this is a problem. Here's a really good analogy. It would be like going to fish, but you actually never knew how to fish. And the only knowledge that you had about fishing was something that you had. The only knowledge you had about fishing was something. How do I say this in words that make sense? The only thing you knew about fishing was a very. You have almost no knowledge about fishing. You might have had one experience at some point. Maybe you saw it on television, or you went fishing once, or who the heck knows, you did it once, and now you decide, I want to go fish. And you use that very limited knowledge you have from the past, from some distant memory, and you use the knowledge you have from there, and you try to apply that knowledge to go learn how to fish. So maybe when you were 6 years old, your grandpa took you fishing that one time, and now you're 36 and you decide, I'm going to go fishing. I remember when I was six and I went fishing with grandpa. Well, we brought a fishing rod and we threw it in the lake. Well, here's the thing, Joe. What you didn't know is your grandpa had to pick the right bait. Your grandpa figured out what lake to go to make sure that bait can catch the right fish. Your grandpa made sure that you were quiet and you did all the right things to catch the fish. And you don't remember all that because you were six. And so now you go to a lake that doesn't even have fish in it. And you didn't even bring bait because you didn't realize you had to put bait on the hook. And now you're sitting there with an empty hook on your fishing rod in an empty lake with no fish. And you're wondering to yourself, why the heck am I not catching any fish? Well, Joe, what happened was is that you did not do your research on how to fish. You did not do enough research. And here you are out on a lake that has no fish. You have no bait. And you are like an idiot, the only one on a boat in the middle of this man-made lake with no fish in it, trying to catch a fish. Like you are, it is an absolutely idiotic, stupid thing to do. And this is how people go about learning languages. A very significant percentage of people do this. They had one course. They took French when they were 8 years old, back in school. And they had a certain experience. And based on that experience, they have now made up all these, they've made all these decisions on, oh, they have all these beliefs as to, oh, I'm bad at learning languages, or I'm good at learning languages, or I don't like French, or, oh, I guess I took classes in school, so that's how you learn a language. Or you go the other way, oh, I hated French class when I was a kid. I hate taking language classes. Well, dude, you were 8 years old. What do you mean you hate taking language classes? You were eight. Now you're 28. What do you mean you hate taking classes? It's been 20 years. What kind of silly comment is that? Or, well, learning classes is how to learn because that's what we did in school. Well, who said that's true? Where did you get, like, that's such a, you don't have a depth of experience. You're basing your decision on how to learn a language on something that happened 20 years ago that you don't even know anything about. Or maybe you saw an ad for Duolingo and Duolingo said, hey, use this app 15 minutes a day and you can learn a language. And you're like, oh, that sounds fantastic. Let me download it. Wasn't there like something that Duolingo had like a 50% uptick in Italian people who downloaded Duolingo to learn Italian? Wasn't there a thing like that recently? I think I saw something, someone posted on Instagram, and it was because there was the Eurovision or something, and some Italian person won or something of that effect. And I know the majority of the people who actually downloaded that, that's great that they're starting to learn Italian. Good for them, but they are so undereducated, and so most of them are going to fail miserably. It's going to be a hobby they pick up for a month, and the next thing you know, that's done. Didn't work for them. They gave up. They didn't go into it having any inkling on how to actually do it. That's problematic more often than not. You have to do a certain amount of research and kind of sort of know what you're getting into. You have to do that. You have to. Otherwise, things, generally speaking, don't work out in your favor. Now, you don't have to be an expert before you start learning a language, but you better have some inkling of what to do. You have to kind of know how to fish to have a prayer of actually catching a fish. You might get lucky. Some people get lucky and they stumble across something that works for them. And that happens with language learners too. But that's luck. Why would you rely on luck? What a silly thing to do. It's just absolutely silly. And I see way too many people who do this. Here's a confession. People at the Calgary Language Nerds are students. I have students that do this. People that are taking our classes that do this. And it's so, I don't... It's something I'm slowly working on changing, right? But it's one of those things you have to slowly change. And it's so hard because it's hard when you worked with a student for 3 years, right? And now you're trying to change how you teach the class or how they even view the language. It's so hard. They have this habit ingrained, right? I told a student of mine, I've told a lot of my students this, and it's so funny to see their reactions. I'm like, hey, for 30 minutes a day, you've got to think in the target language. And the look on their face is like, I can't do that. And they're like, what? That's so hard. And I'm like, yeah, but you can do it. 30 minutes is very doable. Or start with 10 for crying out loud. Start with 10 if 30 is that undoable, that hard, right? I forget how I got on that topic, but I had some point behind that. Regardless, I think I've ranted enough. I have a small ask. I want you, if you know anybody who's learning a language but doesn't actually know a lot about language learning, they're not interested in language learning, they're not super knowledgeable about it, I think you need to share this podcast with them. they need to hear this. They need to hear that, hey, they need to hear this. Like, you've got to, you have to have some concept of what you're doing. Don't be Joe who didn't bring fishing bait and went to a lake that had no fish and then sat in his boat like some dum-dum on the lake trying to catch fish in an empty man-made lake with no bait on his hook anyway. Like, don't be that guy. Don't be Joe. I apologize if your name is Joe. But seriously. So share this with someone who is learning a language and perhaps isn't a language nerd. It's just something they do on the side because they need to hear this. You've got to do a little bit of research on how the brain actually learns a language. If you don't really know and you're like, Azarin, tell me more, just message me. I'll talk to you about it. We'll hop on a Zoom call. I'm super happy to give you an education without charging you. Like, it'll be free. Don't worry. So yeah, it's 2:24 a.m. 2:30 a.m. is kind of my bedtime. Like, I need to be in bed by then so I can get my 7.5 hours of sleep. So good night. See you guys next time. Bye.